A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all day and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come help them. They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. An interesting little twist as we open the gospel story is that people, crowds, are there hanging on Jesus' every word, listening to what he has to say, crowds perhaps that have gathered from previous experience, from reports of Jesus' teaching, how astonishing it was, or the healings he had performed. And yet, Simon, James, and John, evidently not yet fully disciples, but nevertheless there, but they are cleaning their nets. They are not there among the crowds listening to what Jesus has to say, although they recognize him as a master teacher, but they're really about their own business. Jesus, however, says to Simon, again, Simon not yet really being the full follower at this point, nevertheless, Jesus singles him out and says, "Take me out." And Peter complies so that he can teach from the boat. And when that is done, he says to Simon something even more commanding, astounding, "Go out into the deep. Put out into the deep and, of course, lower the nets." Then this astonishing thing happens, which amazes, frightens, and transforms Peter. And he says, "Lord, Lord, I'm but a sinful man." Jesus kind of says, "You haven't seen anything yet." And, of course, it ends with Peter or Simon, James, and John following Jesus, choosing to become his disciples. But the line that strikes me first is just Jesus' statement, "Put out into the deep." Put out into the deep. Words which are being said to us as well. Where astonishing things can happen. Things incredible that make us also stand back and have that feeling, that sense, "Lord, I'm not worthy. I don't belong here. Or maybe I don't want to be here. I can't fathom this. I'd rather be back in my familiar world where things like this don't happen." Put out into the deep. What a challenge, what an invitation, what a command to each of us. Whether that mean affectively in our own world of human relationships, go deeper. Get out there into the deep. Move beyond your comfort zone. Whether that means letting ourselves go within a relationship to a new level, perhaps an unfamiliar, more frightening one, whether it's intellectually, go out into the deep. Go deeper into the mystery. Let us see what might unfold, how your faith might both be challenged but also deepened. If you think this way, take a look at another way of looking at it. If this is your style, explore a theological perspective that might be different and challenge. Go into the deep. Enter into the mystery. Or contemplatively, spiritually, don't let your prayer life stagnate. Move to a new stage in which you are being led. Open yourself to what God might desire yet to reveal or to do with you, whether spiritually, intellectually, affectively, or in whatever way. Go deeper. Go out into the deep. It seems that Jesus is saying, and in one sense clearly asking, that we move beyond our comfort zone. How easy it is to remain with the comfort level, the familiar, with where we've been, not letting ourselves affectively, intellectually, spiritually be challenged. And yet we have to go into the deep if we are really going to discover faith, trust, what it is. Peter says, in a sense, I don't want to be here. I'm a sinful man. But what a transformation eventually takes place in Peter. He goes into the deep. He leaves everything. He follows. And indeed, his life isn't easy after that. There's the cross, the death of Christ, the resurrection. But even before that, at that celebration of transfiguration, Peter's response is a little different. Here on this occasion, he says, go away. I'm a sinful man. I don't belong here. But on the occasion of the transfiguration, he says, Lord, it's good for me to be here. He has learned to swim in deeper waters and now realizes, yes, he's still a sinful man, but it's good to be there in over his head to some degree. No longer a beginner, no longer a novice with these things, no longer an outside observer, but having become engaged. So the challenge for us today as we commemorate Gregory the Great and his own challenge in life as he became Pope, not wanting that position by any means, nevertheless, also going into the deep. We too are being pushed beyond our current comfort zone.